Blues singer-songwriter Keb Moe shares a bit of Naomi's same destructive instinct.
That moment comes every time I open up my computer and turn it on. It's like, is this thing really saving us time?
The title track on Keb Moe's new CD is all about how complicated modern life has become and how to deal with it. It's called Keep It Simple.
500 stations on the TV screen. 500 versions of the same old thing. Y'all know it's crazy. And it's driving me insane. Well, I don't wanna be a Superman. I just wanna go somewhere. Use my hand to keep it simple.
Keb Moe, born Kevin Moore in Los Angeles in 1951, embarked on a solo career in the blues 10 years ago after years of polishing his chops as a session guitarist. He's collected 2 Grammys, a pile of W.C. Handy Awards, and a wildly dedicated fan base. His music takes the blues in any number of directions, from the poignant to the inspirational to the just plain funny, like an ode to housing prices in his home state.
House in California, I actually co-wrote that with a gentleman named Gary Nicholson, who lives in Nashville, hence the kind of bluegrass flavor to it. So at that point, I was looking for a house. I was renting an apartment in Santa Monica. I looked at the prices, and I realized that this house I was going to get wasn't going to be that big, really.
The one you dreamed about you couldn't afford as a guitarist.
The one that I thought that I was going to be getting after being kept mowing all this crap, you know what I mean? And I looked at the prices of the houses, and I went, uh-oh.
Well, I got 3 jobs, my wife's got 2. Kids flipping burgers at the local drive-thru. We all doing everything we can. We saving for a house in California. Then one day, things start shaking. The sky went dark and the earth was quaking. Then overnight, it became alarming. How the price dropped on a house in California. Well, it needs a roof and it needs a plumber. Yeah, yeah, it's a real fixer-upper. Friends back east said somebody should have warned. But I finally got my house in California.
Now, you've never been the sort of blues man to wallow in misery. This is your 6th blues album, and a lot of your songs are like that one. A lot of them are quite funny. Do you think that's a flaw of blues music through the years? It wasn't optimistic enough?
Well, blues is optimistic. It doesn't really wallow in misery as much as people think it does. I mean, when you think of the blues is associated with sadness. But when you really listen to blues music, it has just as much sadness, happiness, and reflective thought as any genre, as pop music.
When blues purists say, you know, criticize you for taking a more upbeat approach, does that bother you at all?
First of all, I never hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, people tend to keep the bad news away from me. I know there's bad news out there, but, you know, that doesn't bother me because I intentionally do that, and the blues purist is one that holds the blues, is a gatekeeper, so to speak.
And you've let a lot of other styles opened up the gates to a lot of other styles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take a blues purist serious. A blues purist is someone who is really a blues scholar, so to speak, who is studying and has another function than I have. My function is to take the blues and expand upon it and highlight it in a different way.
You've got this song on your album called Prosperity Blues. It's about a blues singer who doesn't find inspiration because his life is too good to sing about the blues. Is there a personal story behind that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, I write from truth. I mean, blues are truths. It's life's truths. So I was going, well, what am I going to write about? I'm not sad about anything. I mean, I'm healthy. I got a gig.
Yeah.
So I laid out this chord progression and just kind of made fun of the blues and missing my bill collectors, how I felt neglected.
I used to only know tears in my eye. And I could never see the sun in the sky. I lived so long with a thorn in my side.
And I got so used to being unsatisfied. Now I'm happy just sitting around the house. My bills are paid and my checks don't bounce. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town.
Keep It Simple is the first album that you produced yourself. What difference did that make for you?
It made a difference in that I took responsibility for the quality of the record, which I always wanted to do, because oftentimes in blues, quality is not something that people really aspire to. It's like you want that rough, kind of like raw feeling to it. And I really disagree about that. I don't think the blues is a rough, raw thing, even though it sounds rough and raw. There is a definite method to the madness.
You managed to convey a real sense of intimacy in this song, Closer. How are you able to do that?
Well, that's one of the benefits of producing the record myself. It evolved into that from its first recording. When I recorded the drums, it didn't quite feel right, so I went back and did it again, and I don't know that, you know, someone else would have made that call with me. I would have had to fight for it, like the Dickens. You know, they were like honed. Each song was really loved. It was really paid attention to in great detail.
It's a lovely night, a beautiful evening. Time is slipping away. It's getting late. You should be leaving, but I've got something to say. Please don't go. Let's get closer, a little bit closer. Turn the lights down low. Need to let you know I'm so in love with you. Getting closer is all I wanna do.
Were there benefits that you didn't anticipate producing this on your own? Did you learn something on the way?
What happened unexpectedly was, in terms of my personal life and my consciousness, because I took a step to take responsibility in another way for producing the record, it produced a kind of a chain reaction of growth in my entire consciousness of how I'm doing music. Even when I'm in rehearsing with the band, when I'm going to the show, it like just opened me up more than anything. And so I find that I am experiencing the benefits of that on a daily basis. So the metaphor of that one is, anytime you focus and take a stand in life and you really choose to focus and excel in maybe one area, it really benefits all of your life.
Keb Moe, his new CD is called Keep It Simple, available through Epic Records. He joined us from our studios in Culver City, California. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
To listen to a few songs from the new CD, visit our website at npr.org.
'Cause I'm so in love with you. Getting closer is all I want.